Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, December 11th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and they're having a wonderful day. And as always, no matter what platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you very, very much. And thank you, hello, Jordy, welcome, welcome. As I said, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Upload my outro. Brina, welcome. Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome. I might change my outro song. I don't know. We'll see. Not sure if I'm going to play that one. Okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What are we talking about today? Oh, children and sex education. When should you talk about safe sex? So, what happens when a child becomes pregnant? Is sex education the responsibility of the school, parents, or both? And at what point is responsibility placed on the boy? So when I was in school way back when, I had sex education. I do believe it was my sophomore year in high school. And we had to get permission from our parents if we could, you know, stay in the class. If I recall, everyone was pretty much in the class. Welcome, Karkik, your first time here, unless you're somebody else. And it was pretty basic. It was pretty, when I say pretty basic, I mean, it was like, okay, so the boy does this, you know, they show the body parts. And then when you have sex, you have intercourse and blah, 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 blah. You know, it was pretty basic. So Lou says, I remember it in 10th grade too. But, you know, they didn't get into detail. And when I was talking to some high school students a couple of years ago, apparently sex education has changed, I guess, depending upon what school you go to, because they were getting a little bit more into detail. I'm not going to say they're getting more graphic, but I'm sorry when Lou says you're going to get chlamydia and die. Yes, they did talk about STDs, you know, whatever. But honestly, I don't remember them talking about birth control. So with sex education, is this something that the parents should do? And or is it the responsibility of the school or both? Me personally, I think that it starts with the parents. Hey, Blunt, welcome. Welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. I think it starts with the parents. And I also think, hey, Fair, welcome. I also think that tenth grade nowadays is too late. And Lou also says parents. So, and the only reason why I say that is because children today are being introduced to sex earlier. You have social media, you have cable. Excuse me, guys. Okay, I'm sorry. You have cable that, unlike regular television, they're sex. You know, so I think 10th grade is too late. And I know I'm pushing it here. I'm almost thinking almost sixth grade. Brina says, I remember having it in 10th grade. Okay, everyone says 10th grade. Okay, I don't remember needing permission, though. Anything outside of teaching about anatomy and diseases should be parents teaching. Okay, let's see. I think children should learn as early as kindergarten. Okay. So, Blunt, when you say learn as early as kindergarten, are you talking about the actual act of intercourse or just the anatomy of it? Like boys look like this and girls look like this. And Fair says, I think it should be early on, at least at the basic level. Okay, anatomy, anatomy, sex probably at fifth grade. Okay, so when do you, if you're going to teach the anatomy of it, and two kids are fooling around, two kids are fooling around in elementary school, and they're in the bathroom or they're behind whatever, you know, they're in another room that's empty. They're in the janitor's closet. I mean, I don't know. And they're doing a little bit more than looking at, oh, you have this and I have that. They're doing a little bit more. Does it, I mean, that's sex. You know, so when does it go from anatomy to actually talking about sex education? Fair says that even fifth grade could be a little late. Also, kids grow up quick and best to inform them to protect them. So are we, I mean, in kindergarten, I do believe they can understand the basic boys look like this, girls look like this, but do they understand what sex is? So at what point or at what age do you think that children understand what sex is, what sexual intercourse is? Fair says, plus there is way too much sexual abuse early on in a child's life. That's true. This is true. So when does it start? Because I think that 10th grade is too late. Education can help them, maybe if it's even to be safe in opening up to speak up. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So when do you teach them? Okay. Because when Fair said that sexual abuse early in a child's life. So when do you teach them that? Or how do you, I mean, again, you're talking to a child. How do you tell a child that sex can be good? and when sex is bad? Can they understand? So if you're talking sexual abuse, if you say that if you're having sex with someone that loves you, it is good. But what if that person that supposedly loves you is a relative, a mother, a father, a sister, brother, as opposed to your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend? How can you tell a child the difference? So does sex education need to be not just the anatomy of it, not just the act of it, but also getting into the nitty gritty of what sex can do on a mental level, on a physical level? I mean, this is even before the possibility of having a baby. So when does all of this start? Let's see, let me go back up. Okay, Blunt also says high school is way too late. Okay, Pierre says, I think sex education is too late when they are in high school. Lou says parents should teach it, still not into schools teaching it. Okay, I'm going to come back to that, Lou. Then Blunt says to Lou, the issue is parents aren't having that conversation. Fair says, I know what I was thinking and talking about amongst friends when I was in middle school and grade school. And Fair also says, so best to arm them with proper education early on rather than learning from friends online. Okay, so to Lou, Lou says parents should teach it, still not into schools teaching it. Why are you not into schools teaching it? Do you think that schools will not teach it the right way? Or they won't teach it, they won't give enough information. You don't like the teacher that's teaching it. And in conjunction with that, with what Blunt says, the issue is parents aren't having the conversation. Why are parents not talking to their children? Because I had the talk with my parents. I had it separately. Had it first with my mom and then with my dad. Of course, I was very embarrassed having it with my father, but I did get that talk. So why aren't parents talking about it? Is it because they're assuming that schools are? Or are they just leaving it up to the school? Let's see. Lou says, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole about public education. But Lou, we're not talking about I'm just asking, when you say that you're not for schools doing, I'm not talking about the education system, the public, or I'm not even private, whatever, the education system as a whole. I'm talking about just when you say that you're not fond of schools having it, I'm asking, is it because you just think they're not going to teach it the right way? And if not, are you ready to tell your children about the birds and the bees? Fair says, I think parents could be subjective in teaching about sex, and maybe for some, it may not be an easy conversation to have. Blunt says, I never had the talk. My mom just handed me a sex education book made for children. I was 7. Okay. Hey, Juju. But Fair, going back to what you're saying about not an easy talk to have, that conversation is not easy. Is it because the parents may be embarrassed and not know what to say? Or, I mean, because to me, if you have a child, somewhere along the line, you have to be prepared to have that talk, whether you have a boy or a girl. Lou says, yeah, I got my oldest son, but I hope he's had the talk with his mom already. Blunt says parents should be aware children are having sex earlier and earlier. So is the conversation going to be different with a boy than it is with a girl? Is your talk, say you have both the boys and girls in the home, are you going to sit them down together if they're close in age and have that talk together? Or are you going to talk to them separately? And when you talk to the boy, are you going to tell him that if she gets pregnant, that is just as much your responsibility as it is hers? Fair says, I think it's one-on-one. Okay. And he says, yes, all parents will be different. And let's be honest, not all parents are ready to be parents. This is true. So, and again, if you're a teen parent, you're not ready to be a parent. Blunt says, I would, if I was a parent, having to talk as a family together. Okay. Or at least, Ferris says, or at least, the parents and the child, not children. Okay. I kind of like what Blunt says, especially if they're close in age. I mean, I think you can have that talk together and then do the one-on-one. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at Juju with her sunflower. Is a good down-to-earth talk going to possibly help your child not have sex earlier as opposed to later? I mean, hey, Shorty.
Hey, Scarlett, how are you? Hey, everybody.
When you're ready, Shorty, you can pop back on.
Oh, I'm here. I was just waiting for you to say something. I thought you were.
No, I know. I said, hey, Shorty, how are you? And I was waiting for you to say something. Okay.
I said, hey, how you doing?
I am good. And then I will say, Shorty, you want to add to the conversation?
Well, you know, I got kids. You know, I got one girl and the rest boys. You know what I mean?
11.
So I ain't say 11, Emma. So, I talk to them about, you know, sex and whatever. When they were young, you know what I mean? When they first started going to school, you know what I mean? So it's like I have to let them know. Even till now, we still have that talk or whatever it is. You know, when they in school, if anybody touch you, let me know. Tell this. I still let in them early when they first started going to school. You know what I mean? Because things can happen in school, and they be like, why is this happening? And I don't understand. You know, you have to sit down and explain to your kids what is it, you know. And then as they get older, you start telling them more things about it.
Okay, all right. So let me ask this. So let's look at girls and the anatomy of girls. Now, girls start their cycles. Some start their cycles, I've heard, as early as 8.
Yes.
And as late as 14. So when if your girl child starts their cycle at 9, do you have that sex talk? Because technically she can get pregnant.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You don't know when your daughter's cycle's gonna start. So you're gonna have to let them know early on. You know, they probably won't understand it, but it's a way you have to explain it to them so they can understand. So I'm just dreading that day. Because I have Anna, so it's like I didn't get mine until I was like 15. So hopefully she gets hers like around 15, 16. You know, she's in her teens. But I already been talking to her about that, and I already been letting her know about the, you know, when you get your friend, you know, you got to make sure you stay hygienic. You know, you got to make sure you take more baths and make sure you properly wipe yourself, and you got to change up and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a whole process.
So do you tell your sons about a girl cycle so that they also know that if you have a girlfriend, you're fooling around with this girl, you think about it, and she, you know, and she's on her cycle, you can get her pregnant?
Oh, most definitely. I let them know. I don't hide nothing from my kids. I be honest with them. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I'd rather let them know and then let them find out, and then they be looking weird, like, what the hell is this? You understand what I'm saying? Because they see me, you know, going through the cycle and stuff. They're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, my friend is on. They're like, okay. Why you did that?
So okay. Like,
so they have the understanding. They have the understanding of what is a female cycle and the meaning of it and stuff like that.
Okay, so I'm about to sound really ignorant here because I'm not sure. Fair says, I think it's important for that conversation to be had before the menstrual cycle starts, and Juju says that she agrees. Okay, so my question is for boys. Like, we know when girls can get pregnant. When are boys potent?
Ready to let the eggs get fertilized.
Yeah, like what? I mean, is it? I mean, no. I mean, no. I mean, I'm asking. Is it like a, you know, girls start, you know, from here, from this age to this age for their cycle? So can boys? Is it, you know? It depends upon the boy, the genetics. I mean, you know, so. So again, you know, and I bring that up because if your son is able to fertilize an egg at the age of 9, do you tell him that if you have, you know, sex with this girl that's already started her cycle, you can create a baby? Because you look at, I can't remember the woman's name who was fooling around with that 13-year-old student, whatever, and they had two kids. I mean, she went to prison. They had two kids. I mean, at the age of 13, was he aware that when she popped up pregnant, what was happening? Was he aware? I mean, at the age of 13, are you aware that you can, as a boy, are you aware that you can make this baby?
I think they do know when they're in their teens, because, you know, they've probably been done.
Okay, but teens as in 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, or teens as in 13, 14?
13, 14. You can't discriminate the age differences. Like, I see, it's, they know what they're doing when they're 13, 14.
I mean, okay, knowing what they're doing in terms of sex, but do they know what they're doing in terms of... of, I can make a baby? Because the bottom line is this, even though
they probably don't. They probably don't. It depending on who the person is and what their parents taught them, and if the school system taught them that, or, you know, it all depends. It's supposed to be on the parents, really, to educate their kids on sex education and anatomy and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, Juju says, I learned about everything from peers at school. Fair says, yes, along with learning anatomy and sex, there's also the discussions about being sexually responsible. Like, you know, not getting a girl pregnant, using protection, and most importantly, respect. Just a minute, Joshua. Blunt says, yes, I remember being in sixth grade with a girl that was pregnant. So again, so you're looking at someone who is in sixth grade. Someone who is in sixth grade and she's pregnant. So what talk do you have from there? Now this girl is pregnant. Do you bring the boy back into it? Because, you know, because it tends to be that when young girls get pregnant, yeah, they're by themselves. So do you bring this boy back into this and say, well, hey, you were part of this? You know, you, I mean, like,
of course. course, you have to bring the boy part of it. You have to, because they're both in the mix with each other. It's just not one person who did it. It's both parties. You know, one can't get pregnant without the other. So it's both of their responsibilities, as well as the parents as well. Mom. Because, you know, they are young. You know what I mean? Mom.
Okay. All right. Stop. Joshua, welcome. This is your first time on my show and first time on my panel.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're a little faint. You're a little faint.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that I have a 3-year-old daughter, and sometimes, like, I know that this doesn't necessarily like deal with anything that you guys are talking about, but I just want to get some kind of advice in regards to, like, if she's potty training and she says she has an ouchie, you know, and she's looking down at her vagina, you know, and I'm like, no, you don't have an ouchie, you know, like, what do you say to a little girl that's potty training that is learning to use a toilet for the first time?
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure that I follow you. So you're saying that she has an ouchie every time she has to go to the bathroom?
Not every time, but like she looks down at her vajayjay and, you know, sees that little slit, you know, and is like, oh, I got an ouchie, you know? And I'm like, no, you don't.
I think that's just a soft correction where you're just saying, no, don't say you have an ouchie. Say you have to go potty. So get her into the habit of when she has to go, say she has to go potty. Because if she really does have an ouchie down there from something else, you don't want to be confused of, does she have to go to the bathroom or did she really hurt herself or someone hurt her? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but I know that that's not true. But, like, at the same time, like...
What you're saying, you know that it's not true that she has an ouchie?
She does not have an ouchie.
Okay, so I'm not trying to... Hey, shy lady. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but when you say that you know that's not true and she's 3... And if she's, and again, I pray that this never happens, but if she's around other children, if she's around other adults, if she goes to daycare, if a child comes back saying, I have an ouchie, and they're talking about their private parts, you need to take that seriously. That's why I say get her into the habit of don't saying ouchie when she has to go to the bathroom, say she has to potty, because if she really does have an ouchie, you want to be able to address that.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I would never, ever assume that if a child says that they're hurting in that spot, that they're not, because there's just too much going on in the world today. So, I mean, anybody disagree with me or, and yes, Juju, it was Mary Kay, I can't even pronounce her last name, but that was the person I was talking about. And Farrah says, if we leave them uneducated, we all got bigger problems. Yep. Sixth grade is 11, 12 years old.
I just want to say that, like, I'm going to, like, homeschool my kid, you know, like, I'm going to homeschool her. Like, there's, like you said, there's too much going on in the world, not to be homeschooled.
You know? Joshua, I will say this. My son was in regular school from preschool to fourth grade, and then fifth grade I homeschooled him. Fifth grade through 12th grade, homeschool is not for everyone. It was perfect for my son. However, you still have to let them get out and, you know, be around other kids and, you know, and do everything. For me, the main thing for me for homeschooling was, and that's a whole different show, is the fact that I think the education system, period, whether you're private or public, sucks. Yeah, and and my son went through a curriculum that was fantastic, but it's not for everyone. But don't homeschool because you want to shield your child, because they still need to be around other children. They still need to go out and see that the world's not that great. There are people out there who are not nice, but there are people out there who are nice. So, and then with the sex education thing, I think that all that starts at home. It starts at home. And I think that it should start earlier. And I went from saying 10th grade was too late to probably sixth grade, but listening to what everybody is saying, I think that sex education should probably start in like kindergarten, you know, because so much stuff is going on and you have social media. And because the last thing that I want is I don't want my child to learn sex from one of their friends. But you have a lot of parents who don't or won't step up and tell them, or you have people who don't have parents who are able to tell them.
Okay, well, here's what you're going to have to ask yourself is, at what point does a kid, you know, like, become an adult, you know? I mean, not even necessarily that, but like, you know, third grade, nah. Fourth grade, nah. Fifth grade, maybe. Sixth grade, yeah. You know, and that's at the point that we learned about sex. You know, and not even about sex, but the whole, you know, DNA, you know, the sperm meets the cell and, you know, things like this. You know, I mean, and not to say that there are not kids that are out there having sex, you know, because there were definitely kids in my grade having sex or whatever, you know, and I got sheltered. To where, like, you know, I was like, oh, there's a condom on the ground. Oh, don't look at that, you know. You know, but at the same time, you know, you can't take it all the way back to kindergarten. Like, what?
Okay, but Fair also brought up a very good thing when he says you have children who are going through sexual abuse at an early age.
Okay, well, that's your fault.
How is that? So you're saying your fault in terms of the parent, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if the child goes to daycare and one of the teachers are doing things to your child, but your child, and they say, if you tell your parents, I'm going to kill your parents. I'm, and the child never says anything. Is it still your fault as a parent?
No, but it is your responsibility as a parent to like try to figure out what's going on.
But what if you, okay, but what if you don't, okay, but what if you don't, I mean, what if you don't know? What if your child, I mean, they may get a little quiet. I don't know. But what if your child is not showing any signs? You know, the only thing is they may say, you know, when it's time for them to go to school, they may not want to go, and you just think that they just don't want to go to school. So, you know, so again, or what if you're taking them over to your parents' house?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, what if you're taking them over to your parents' house and your father is the one that's doing something, or your uncle, you know, so.
Again, that's as your point as a parent to you know, Sherlock Holmes this shit, you know, and be like, well, what's going on? You know, you know your kid. As a parent, you know your kid, right?
Yes. Yes. So, you know, but
I mean, like, if they're not acting right, then hey, what's going on? Maybe.
Okay, so okay. All right. Okay. I don't know if I agree with you 100%. But I'm just saying that I think waiting to have a conversation, could be the difference of a negative a negative or a positive outcome. Okay. Yeah. So wait. Okay, hold that thought for a moment. I just want to catch up on these comments before I get too far on. Let's see. Blunt says having to talk early is important, especially with the sexual content internet being so prevalent. Agree. Solid. Juju says they need to socialize with the children. Okay, yes, we're talking about homeschool there. I agree. Okay, Blunt says kindergarten is a good starting point. Hey, Minnesota, welcome. Okay, fair. I think that's directed to you. I'm assuming. Shorty, I was about to ask that. Blunt says, as a parent, I feel you should notice changes in behavior. Juju says, what the child is left with a close friend, relative, or neighbor. Right. Let's see. Yes, Minnesota, you did miss a lot. Juju says, you have to tune into your child. And Fair says, but why wait until after it happened to discuss it? Maybe having the discussions earlier can help them in seeking up or understanding a little more of what may be going on. And Blunt agrees with Fair. Okay, I am caught up. Shorty, hold on, let me catch you again. Okay, there you go. Shorty, did you want to comment on what Joshua said?
Well, some ways you do have to be in tune with your kid, like Solid was saying, like what happened, like they were saying, what happened if something happened at school, they started to change, you know, they don't want to go to school, you ask why. They probably come up with an excuse like, oh, because I don't feel good, but knowing it ain't nothing really wrong with your kid, you should like be able to see the mood. If they was a happy kid and talking and stuff and, you know, super active in school, and then all of a sudden they don't want to go to school. They don't want to talk. They don't want to be around peers. They want to stay by yourself. That's a red flag right there, because something's going on and you're not really trying to pay attention to it. You just leave it alone and be like, okay, they okay, but they're really not okay.
But what if the child lies to you? I mean, not lying because they're lying to you, you know, but right, they're right out of fear.
But the thing is, if they don't want to talk to you about it, you know, if they like trust a family member or somebody they're really close to, have them talk to them, you know, see if they can get it out of them or something like that. Or if you still have that hunch or something going on, go address it yourself. And you know what I mean? If the kid lies, you need to follow up on it. Just don't take the lie and be like, all right, they good. No, just do your own investigation, basically.
Okay. So let me ask this. Well, first, let me read what Lou says, or Blunt says. Fair, we can make a baby. We'd be great parents. Lou says, the fact that sex is all over every platform and movies and cartoons shows that the system wants everyone ruined on purpose. So you're right, maybe in kindergarten. That's interesting. It's an interesting point that you brought up. You know, does the system want everyone ruined on purpose? I don't know if dogs are easier, Fair. Juju says, the red flag is when a child's grades drop and behavior changes. Okay, so let's say the beginning of the year started. Your child is in whatever age or whatever grade. And they were all happy. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, we can't make this of whatever grade you want.
Well, wait to see what I'm going to say first. Okay. Wait to see what I'm going to say. So, you know, they're in, and I'm going to say whatever grade, because sexual abuse happens at any age. So, so school just started. They're happy. They're, you know, they're with their friends. You know, everything's going well. How do you know that they're not upset because they have a teacher that is mean, and that they have a teacher that just picks on them or whatever? How do you know that it's a sex thing and not a I can't stand this teacher thing? And when you ask them again, they don't tell you the truth. How do you know?
What is it called? Teacher. Like, whatever, like, you know how you go in and you, like, talk to the teacher? I'm not to that point yet, so I don't know what it's called.
You talking about parent-teacher conference?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. I mean, having a child that went through both regular school, homeschool, now he's an adult. I remember when my son was in third grade, he was called the N-word. And when I picked him up from school, I can always look at my son's face. And I'm like, what happened? He wouldn't tell me. And I also know that this particular teacher in third grade, he did not like her, and I did not like her. And in fact, halfway through the year, we ended up transitioning to a different school. But it took him almost 2 weeks to tell me what happened, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, and I'm asking him, did somebody touch you? Did somebody do this? No. You know, I'm asking him, and then finally, you know, he broke down and he told me. You know, so again, how do you know your child's going to be, you know, willing and able and ready to tell you? So these are things, again, these are things that you have to talk about with your children at an early age, because so many things are coming at them. So many things are coming at children now nowadays that they have to deal with. You can shelter your child, which is fine. But are they going to be prepared when something happens? Or, you know, you always hope that your child can just be a child. But, you know, when they're in kindergarten, do you tell them about bullies? I mean, when do you start telling your child about life? Because they can encounter anything negative can come at your child at any time, especially when you're not around. Because when your child is in school, you are not with them. When they're at, when, you know, if they, I mean, there's always going to be a time when you are not with your child, where you can protect your child, and you don't know who is saying what to your child or what someone's doing to your child.
You have to start out early. I don't care. You have to start out early. Like you said, there is so much going on out here with these kids, and you have to give them that proper education about life, because we have to teach them about life. Because once they get in their real world and they get slapped up and they're going to be looking like, this don't supposed to happen to me. Like, you shouldn't sugarcoat life. Not at all. You have to be honest with them. You know what I mean? So they can have an understanding. So whenever a situation come up in life, they'll think back like, okay, I know what to do because of this. Hi, Ace.
At the same time, like, you can't be teaching your kids, like, E equals MC squared, you know, from kindergarten, because this is how life is, you know? Like, you have to judge what is, you know, available to them at that time, you know? Like, kindergarten? No. Like, talking about, like, sex and stuff? No.
Okay, but...
Because that gets into, like, you know, pedophiles and stuff.
No, that's
but,
not true,
but,
though.
Okay, but Joshua, what if you do have that little boy in school who is in kindergarten and who touches your daughter? My son was in preschool, and there was a little girl who, at nap time, all the parents were made aware of this little girl, and they finally had to pull her out, because every day at nap time, this little girl would start touching her private parts. And she had her dress up, her hand was in her panties, and this is what they did. And all the other kids are like, you know, so what do you do? So they finally had to pull her out, and they're like, what's going on at home, whatever. So I'm just saying that don't assume that just because the child is a certain age that they're not going to be exposed
Thank
to
you.
Things.
I'm just saying that, like, just because they're at that age doesn't mean that they know about sex.
Right. So,
let's not teach them about it.
Why not, though? Why not, though? Because that's the lack of education as a parent. No, that's a lack of education of a parent because you don't want to teach your kid about sex.
At fucking kindergarten?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Watch the language.
Yes, in kindergarten, because it's a lot of things that happen in kindergarten. Even when they're babies, they still get touched. What you mean? Yes, that's the best time to teach your kid about sex and what's this, what's the no-no part.
Wait, hold on. So, Joshua, are you saying that it's too early because you're just assuming that doesn't happen to children?
No. Why do you say that I'm assuming?
I'm just asking.
I'm assuming.
Okay, so I'm asking the question. I did not say you were assuming. I'm asking are you assuming it? Joshua, I'm not trying to get into it with you. I'm just asking a question. I said, are you assuming? It was a question. I was not telling you that's what you were doing. I'm asking you. I said, are you assuming that children at this age?
Here's what I feel. I feel that, like, kids in kindergarten are going to be, you know, at, like, computers and flying toasters. Okay. Back when we grew up, you know, whatever. Okay. First and second grade, they're going to learn math and, like, division. And then third grade, they're going to validify that decision of division and multiplication. And then in fourth grade, fifth grade, then they're going to learn about sex.
No.
Okay.
But what no. if, but Joshua, what if the child has an interaction with someone in a sexual way earlier
that's
than
your
fifth
point
grade?
As a parent.
No. But see, that's as a parent, you're supposed to teach your kid. So like Sala was going to say, you know, like she said, what happened if they experience that? You understand? And then they tell your kid, oh, don't go back and say anything because if you do, this and this will happen. And they're going to grow up thinking it's okay, but then it's really not okay. It's a lack of your responsibility. Not the school. Is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. You know, I I don't know. I just think that children learn, some children, I'm going to say some, not all, some children learn about sex early on because of abuse. And hey, Mr. B, welcome. I don't know. I mean, the bottom line is up to the parent as to what they want to teach their children, what they want to tell their children. I mean, people raise their children in different ways. Christian, hey, welcome. So I'll just leave it at that. That is up to each person as a parent as to what they want to tell their children and how they choose to raise their children. I'll just leave it at that, because that's the only thing that I can say, because I can't tell someone else how to raise their children. So, okay, let me look at some of these comments here. Let's see. My screen jumped, so if I miss somebody, I apologize. Farrah says, and having them informed at an early age and help them understand that these bad things people do are out there and be aware of and be comfortable in speaking up. Blunt says to Joshua, it's too late by then. Farrah says, math is all wrong. A says, there's so much I want to unpack. Thank the stars, I am still on school property and the show is almost over. Gigi says, sexual predators are out in the world and they are attracted to all ages. And you guys are saying hello to each other. Okay, so, wow. as y'all know, I come with controversial topics, and this topic was given to me by Ace. So Ace, thank you very much. But y'all know we talk about a lot of things that people don't like to talk about here, you know. So and I appreciate. I mean, you know, as y'all know, on this show we may not agree with everything, but when the show's over, the show's over. You know, nothing's carried over into a different show, the feelings and, you know, whatever. But I appreciate, you know, everyone, you know, Joshua and Shorty, thank you for coming up on the panel. I always appreciate people who come up onto the panel and state your opinions, views, whatever. And everybody in the chat, as y'all know, thank you very much. Mr. A says, no part should be taught at a young age and telling their parents if someone says anything about or touch those parts is something that they should do. Okay. Tomorrow I will have another controversial thing about children. But no, everyone, seriously, y'all know that, and Joshua, this is your first time on my show. So, I consider my show a safe space. We disagree, but when the show is over, the show is over and everything's cool. So no one goes home with hard feelings. And hopefully people go home with positive feelings, because we do have fun shows. So having said that, I would like to say, to change the topic a little bit, that Ace was on the show on Saturday on Friendly Differences, and it was supposed to be a serious show, but it turned into one of the funniest shows that I have ever done on Friendly Differences. And you guys need to check it out. It's about, we were talking about tattoos and do they ruin your career? So I invite you guys to check out our Friendly Differences from last, from last Saturday. And this Saturday is going to be our last Friendly Differences of the year before we go on a 2-week break. And it is going to be a fun show. And we're going to have the same panel that we had last week. But it was one of the, funniest. I mean, I was listening to it before I came onto this show. I've listened to it three times and I'm just laughing. So, but anyway, again, Shorty and Joshua, thank you for popping up on the panel. Yes, I am going to drop you guys off. And, so I'm going to disconnect both of you all so I can do my outro song. So let's see. Okay, so I'm excited for the next one, same panel too. Yes, Ace, it is going to be it is going to be the same panel. And Ace, just to let you know, one of the topics is going to be one of the topics we talked about on I don't know if it was open bar that we were talking about it, but we're going to talk about that bathing thing. So, y'all, it really was a funny show. Had me. I mean, I was just rolling. But anyway, I am going to play. I think this is appropriate. Hopefully it doesn't offend anyone. Diana Ross and the Supremes, Love Child.
Rejected love.
Okay, everyone, that's it. Thank you so much for coming, and I hope to see you tomorrow. So enjoy your day and evening wherever you are. Bye.